Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
With your host, Tammy Pickard.
What? Hello?
What? Hey, how's it going in there? We got Peyton with us today. Hey, Peyton.
Hello, hello.
And I am Sybil. How do you do? Oh, my gosh, y'all, I'm not awake yet.
You're not talking good
None of
yet.
Us were.
Oh, geez. Okay, so
I got something to wake you up, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to me.
Has to do with the show.
Can I have it right now, or is it
I'll give it to you right now.
Okay, go.
Sybil, what do you call a used car salesperson?
I don't know what.
A car dealologist.
That's actually cute.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's a good dad joke. All right, happy
That's
Saturday,
an honor.
Everybody.
That's in honor of Dad David's dad jokes that he posts on his Facebook. I decided that
I like it.
And stay tuned for more. There will be more sprinkled throughout the show. And if you have any, please feel free to text in and tell us you're good.
What has four wheels and flies?
What?
A trash truck.
Ba-dum-bum. It sure does. All right, if you want to text us your dad jokes, 877-881-1053. You can also call Autoflex because they're going to open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers there are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you're out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can find our great Save Money Monday specials right now at autoflex.com/1053, a site especially for the Tolos.
And while you're at Autoflex, go ahead and click that Facebook link, hit the like button, follow along with all the stories we talk about, watch some fun videos, and we will talk more about those a little bit later in the show around 9:40. But first, when you're looking at new cars, a lot of people care about reliability.
Exactly. And the biggest measure of reliability in the automotive business is the Consumer Reports Reliability Study. They do it every year. They do it on every different make and model that they can get at least 2 years history on, and that the manufacturer allows them to test the car. Now, first of all, Consumer Reports takes no money. They don't accept a car for free. They buy the cars that they test, and then they test the cars, and they write, as unbiased as it can be, a report on the reliability. And then they look at the number of problems that people have with the car in the first year, and then they produce this reliability study, which is sort of the Bible when it comes to reliability in the automotive business. So here's the thing. Every year up until now, it's been Toyota or Lexus that's been number one.
Right.
Because they are terribly reliable. Well, guess what? They were dethroned this year by Mazda. And that is really, really a big thing because there's no advertising dollars in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the reliability of the car, and Mazda rated number one. Toyota rated number two. Lexus number three. Here's another surprise. Buick came up 14 points since last year. Buick was number four, and Honda, which used to be up in the top, mm-hmm. was rated number five.
That's interesting.
It is. So you have to look at the manufacturers and what they've done with their cars. Mazda has put a lot of effort into reliability and into the luxury vehicle of the cars.
The luxury feel.
The luxury feel of the cars, sorry. And
yeah, okay.
If you looked at all of the vehicles ranked side by side. The very bottom of the list, guess what? Lincoln Continental. Wow. Or pardon, Lincoln.
Who don't let McConaughey hear you say that.
No, and the next to the bottom, so the bottom five from the very bottom, Lincoln, Tesla,
wow,
Volkswagen, Mini, and Ford. I want everyone to remember this because we're going to go over the sales satisfaction from each manufacturer a little later in the show.
So write this down.
And if you looked at the sales satisfaction, it reads like this backwards. It's sort of crazy. Yeah. Okay, so the bottom five are Lincoln, Tesla, Volkswagen, Mini, and Ford. The top five are Mazda, Toyota, Lexus, Buick, and Honda. And that is on the Consumer Reports Reliability Study. And if you wanted to see the study, the whole study, and see the whole list of cars, you can go to Autoflex's Facebook page and see them all there. By the way, the Jeep Gladiator midsize truck is not included in these numbers, and it rated extremely highly, but there's not 2 years' history on it.
Right.
So they didn't hit the impact of the numbers that they might have. Anyway, that's sort of the Bible of reliability when it comes to automotive, because they don't take any money. Mm-hmm. They buy the cars, they test them, they look at the number of people that have problems, and then they produce the reliability study.
They're really being objective.
Yeah, it's all about the consumers.
Hey, Sybil.
Hey, Tammy.
Confucius say man who run behind car gets exhausted, but man who runs in front of car will get tired.
Okay.
These are funny. I'm sorry. I'm just giddy.
I like stupid jokes sometimes.
Me too.
Goofy jokes.
Okay, so
that's clever, actually.
When you're out getting a car, one of the things you look for is how comfortable the car is. Is it a nice, comfy car? Does it drive good? Do you sit well in the seat? If you've got to make a commute in this car or you take a road trip, are you going to be, and is everybody in the car going to be comfortable, or are they going to not like the ride, which is a bad, bad deal?
Like just a regular two-door truck? That's a very 90-degree sit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's kind of like being in a coach. Yes. On the airplane.
Well, Kelley Blue Book did a study based on cars that were under $30,000, and they ranked the most comfortable cars out there. Now, in no specific order, so let me be clear with that, in no specific order, the first car on the list is the Chevrolet Traverse. Why is it comfortable? It's big. It's comfortable because it's big on the inside and big on the outside. Best in class interior space. So that's a really, really big thing. Second, the 2021 Chrysler Voyager. It's sort of like the Pacifica, but it doesn't have all the standard equipment that the Pacifica has. Let me tell you what it does have. It's got stow-and-go seats, which means the floor of that van folds flat when the seats are not in use. It gives you a tremendous, it's like having an indoor pickup truck, basically. It gives you a tremendous amount of storage room back there.
Cargo van.
Yep. 2021 Honda CR-V, next on the list. A great vehicle, fuel efficient. It is sort of a good ride, and it's a little bit of fun to drive.
And fun to drive, a little zippy.
Yep, it's a zippy. By the way, they've got smart storage spaces in both rows, so it helps reduce the clutter inside the vehicle. The 2021 Toyota RAV4, you can actually get very, very luxurious in a RAV4 if you like to. They have lots of leg room. There's a ton of room inside the vehicle.
You know what cracks me up, though? 11 speakers in it.
Yeah, a JBL system with 11 speakers.
I don't have 11 speakers in my whole house. But I'm going to have them in this car. It's going to be like, wow, they are really singing to me. I'd like pentatonics.
Yeah.
In there in that closed
from
in
Arlington.
Space. Yes, they are amazing.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They are.
They're really good.
Or Emerald City.
Yep.
Or any of these other wonderful local bands. Text in if you've got somebody that's playing a gig on the on the holiday.
That's okay.
Right. Come hear you outside.
2021 Subaru Forester, all-wheel drive standard in the vehicle. It's a comfortable driving car. It's got an expansive suite of advanced driver assist and feature assist that comes standard. Strong resale values. That's one of the things. Probably about half of these cars have strong resale values. 2021 Honda Accord, sort of a midsize sedan. Plenty of headroom and legroom. very comfortable car. 2021 Camry, again, very comfortable car. Plenty of leg room and headroom. Comes standard with active ride control, which smooths out the ride over bumps. Nicely upscaled interior. It's a great car, by the way. Good resale value. 2021 Nissan Altima. A little bit smaller inside and out, but still a good car. By the way, all of these cars, the Altima, the Camry, the Honda Accord, are all much bigger than they used to be. They all sort of grew over time. 2021 Hyundai Sonata. You may not like the looks, but it's a great car. It comes with a 12-speaker Bose system. It beats Toyota by one. And smartphone connectivity comes standard in the car. And finally, the 2021 Kia K5, which replaced the Altima. So it's a four-door sedan Kia made by Hyundai, and it's a really good idea to look at as one of your possibilities. Drive the car. Again, it's really important to drive any car that you're thinking about just because they all fit a little differently.
But this is awesome. All of these options are under $30,000. While there's not an actual full-size truck, again, the Voyager with those stow-and-go seats give you the storage and tow or hauling capacity, suppose, you know, of a truck. So
lots of
options. That's your budget.
Yeah.
And who would be the best ones to let you test drive and compare these?
So, a place like Autoflex, you mean?
They lease
bring
all
it on down to Autoflex.
Oh, my God. We lease all makes and models. So if you wanted to drive three cars side by side, it's an easy way to do it. If you wanted to drive three cars side by side and have them brought to you so you don't have to leave the safety and comfort of your home, we'll bring the cars to you.
Okay, so speaking of Teslas, just so you know, their new car smell, it doesn't come with a new car smell. It comes with an Elon Musk.
That's really bad. Okay.
New Texan.
In case you've been out looking for a Ford F-150, there aren't a lot of them. The 2021s, they are selling faster than they can make them right now. And Ford is constricted the same way a lot of manufacturers are. There's some parts they cannot get. They've had shipping problems and that kind of thing. It is one of those deals where there is more demand than there is vehicles currently for the new F-150, the 2021 F-150.
I feel like, wasn't that the same problem they had with 2020 F-150s? They were just so popular?
Yeah, they were. Except this year, consumer orders are up 210% from last year.
Wow.
So there's a ton, and it's a new truck. So it dovetails into the Fantex we've got also. It's crazy that many people want a Ford pickup truck, but they're great trucks. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Is the Ford F-150 diesel reliable? I would like the extra miles per gallon, but have heard there are motor issues. It's according to the year. The new car should be plenty reliable, but here's the other thing. Diesels may not be long for this world, so you've got to, it's a good idea maybe to lease that truck, because in 5 years, that truck may have dropped in value. And right now, used cars are way up in value, and here's why. There's not enough manufacturing going on to meet demand. And so when you cannot buy new cars, people buy used cars. And if you're in a lease car right now, and you're even 6 months away from the termination of the lease, you may have equity in the car. I've never seen this. I've been in the car business my whole life. I've never seen used car values as high as they are. If you want to find out how much your car is worth, give us a call at Autoflex. Tell us what kind of car, how many miles, that kind of thing, and get ready to be surprised.
Yeah. If nothing else, you're going to feel better about your financial situation, aren't
well,
you?
Well, and a lot of people,
your car's worth this much.
A lot of people can use the money right now.
That's true.
And if you could use an extra $1,000 or $2,000, think about $100 bills, think about 20 of them in your pocket.
Wow.
That's what a lot of people have been able to do in the last 6 months of their lease, and it doesn't matter where you've leased it at. If you leased it at the dealer, if you leased it from a leasing company, it's just that a lot of people are staying home right now.
And even if you purchased it, maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, and
now's
and
a good time.
Even if you purchased it, it's worth more money.
Right.
Again, a lot of people are staying home. Mm-hmm. Mileage is less than expected on a lot of vehicles. Wear and tear, less than expected on a lot of vehicles. And it's just absolutely amazing how much some of these cars are actually worth. And when traditionally in a lease, you drove it until pretty close to the end because you couldn't get out early.
Right.
But now you can get out early and keep money.
Unless you were in certain vehicles, the Toyota 4Runner, I could always pull my client out halfway through a four-year lease. I'd call him in 2 years. You ready? It's like, really? I can do it? Like, well, what's your mile? Yep, you can.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'll take a white one or a silver or this. He always drove a 4Runner too because he loved them and they worked out really well for him. So he had the lower payment on 4 years and always traded in two without stroking a check.
Right.
You know, you can trade anytime you want. I always told people back in the day, well, what if I want out early? Well, we'll assess the situation and it's just a matter of whether you have to bring your checkbook to the table to get out from under it. You know, I'm not going to tell you something that might not be true.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling I lost a few car deals because I wouldn't.
Hey, at least you were honest.
Well, let me be honest about this. Yesterday, I'm such a bad driver, y'all. My navigation said in 300 feet, stop and let me out. All right. I'll be here all week.
No, you won't. You'll be here till 10. Thank goodness. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Leasing.
Woohoo! It's Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, reaching us at 877-881-1053 or you can call AutoFlex because they're going to open the doors at 10 o'clock and the numbers are
any local area code and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're listening on radio.com, maybe out of the area, we've got a whole group, by the way, that listens to us in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Yes.
But we have listeners in Philadelphia. We have listeners on the West Coast in San Francisco. We have listeners all over the country, which is sort of nice, but we've been on a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it comes with the territory. So here's a couple of listeners, or here's a listener that got a car from us this last week. Bertha Perez got a Range Rover Evoque from Blake Ogden this last week. Bertha, we appreciate you listening to the show. We appreciate you being a Tolo, and we appreciate you calling AutoFlex for your next car. If you're in the market for a car right now, AutoFlex.com/1053 is where the special Tolo page is with all of our Save Money Monday specials. So maybe you want a full-size Ford F-150 XLT, only $499 a month. Maybe you need a full-size car. How about a 2020 Chevrolet Impala, a Impala 2 LTZ for only $389 a month? That's so inexpensive for a great vehicle. By the way, I love that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an SUV, 2020 Nissan Murano, the SV model, $359 a month. That's dirt cheap.
That is nice for a Nissan.
So if you're in the market for a car, go to autoflex.com/1053. Check out our Save Money Monday specials. And check out the FlexLease specials as well. There's some very short-term great deals on good vehicles on the FlexLease special.
Some people, myself being one of them, just prefer smaller and mid-sized cars. I don't want a big SUV. I don't want a big truck. So for those of you who are like-minded, then this will be important to you.
That's right. So the IIHS every year rates every vehicle for safety. And I've got a list of the very safest small and mid-sized cars on the market today. By the way, if you wanted to follow on with the list, you could go to AutoFlex Facebook page and follow along with the list there. Number one car, Honda Civic. And let me just mention, all of these cars have the high-intensity headlights. So if it's not standard on the car, you have to get the car with the high-intensity headlights because it cannot get the top safety plus, the top safety pick plus, which is what all these cars are, unless they have the high-intensity headlights. So Honda Civic with the upgraded headlights, Honda Insight comes standard with those headlights. By the way, that thing gets 49 miles to the gallon on the road.
Wow.
That's combined. It's crazy. Hyundai Elantra, again, with crash prevention and specific headlights. The Hyundai, I love this car, the Veloster. It is a great looking, I think it's a great looking car.
Yeah.
Some people don't love it. I love it. Hyundai Veloster with the headlights, Kia Forte, Kia Soul, Mazda 3, Subaru Crosstrek. It's sort of 6 years running. They've been named as the top safety pick of the year. The WRX as well. the Toyota Corolla with the high-intensity headlights. And then when you get to the mid-size cars, of course, the number one, the Honda Accord, you're going to find the Toyota Camry on that list, the Subaru Legacy, the Nissan Maxima, which is almost not a mid-size car. It's gotten bigger. In fact, we're going to go to a fan text right after this. The Mazda 6, which we love, and the Hyundai Sonata, all super safety pick plus by IIHS. So if you like the middle size car, the smaller car, and you want a super safe car, you can find that list on Autoflex's Facebook page.
Yes, you can.
There was a, and I've got to go back now because we've gotten so many fan texts in. Is there a reason why trucks have gotten bigger? Or is it just pandering to the vanity that bigger is better? These new trucks dwarf my 13 and my 92 Chevrolet. Okay, so here's the deal. Everything gets bigger over time. The Honda Accord is bigger. The Toyota Camry is bigger. The Ford Escape is bigger. They're all bigger. Now, here's the other thing. We're all bigger. Since we've been home, we've all been eating.
That's the truth.
Not exercising as much. And you need a bigger vehicle right now.
For sure.
Yeah, it may be a good thing that these trucks are bigger. So, speaking of
vehicles, I've been blaming the extra weight on my mask.
Yes, my mask has like an extra 18 pounds right now.
Yeah, and it all shows in my butt. I don't understand.
You're wearing your mask wrong.
You would think if I wore the mask enough, I wouldn't be putting on these extra pounds. Maybe that's the thing. I need to cover the mouth.
Right.
Somebody wants me to put it on right now.
Every year, every vehicle goes up in price. This year, one vehicle actually went down in price. And this is crazy. The 2021 Ford Explorer is $540 less base MSRP than the 2020. So the base car has gone down $540. And if you go to the top of the line, the Platinum model, it's gone down $1,230. Same truck, different equipment, but very nice and down in price for 2021. So if you're looking for an SUV and want to find one that costs less than it did for last year's model, the 2021 Ford Explorer. Across the lines, it doesn't really matter. It's less money this year.
As a consumer, I would wonder why. Same as if I was buying a house and suddenly the price was dropped, I would ask if there was a murder there or something.
They weren't selling.
Ah.
See? Here's the thing. There's room in all of these vehicles between the manufacturer's dealer's cost and the manufacturer's production price.
Mm-hmm.
They make $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a vehicle sometimes. So they're dropping the payment, or they're dropping the cost of this car as a result of market and the ability to do it.
They decided they'd take $500 less rather than nothing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Well, and it got them a free spot on the show.
Didn't it? Didn't it? So my daughter said I could never make a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen the look on her face when I drove pasta.
That's what you get from me on that one. You got complete silence from David. At least
I
gave you.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Pasta, get it?
Yes,
you know,
we get it.
We did the Consumer Reports reliability study. I told you to listen closely for the J.D. Power sales satisfaction study, which was coming next, because of the difference in the two studies. If you looked at the J.D. Power study on sales satisfaction, which includes showroom process, a lot of things, you will find that the number one brand was Lincoln. The number two brand was Mini, which flies in the face of the reliability study, but this study basically covers what happens when you contact a retail dealer to get a car, whether it being leased or bought, how much paperwork, F&I products, agreeing on the price, all of those things play into the sales satisfaction survey. Hmm. Now, one of the things that this year noted was this year, people are at home because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So there is an increased interest in doing everything online. By the way, Autoflex has done everything online for a long, long time. You can apply for a car, get credit approval, do the paperwork.
Trade-in value,
and we'll deliver the car to your home or office. So it's really, really nice to be able to do that with all makes and models.
Oh, my gosh,
because
yes.
That gives you also a touchstone to other places. So, like, if you need an electric car, I don't think anybody can lease you an electric car except the electric car manufacturer or Autoflex. So that gives you two people to run prices against to see which one is less.
And if you really did want to test drive a few different vehicles, wouldn't you like to do that all at one place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially right now with the germs. Mm-hmm. So we get them, they're all disinfected, they're ready to go, and it's just you going from one car to the next car to the next car.
Right.
With nobody talking at you.
So this year, 44% of all online shoppers select the exact vehicle they want from a website.
That's nice.
That's crazy.
Did they test drive it first is what I want to know. How did?
Well, that's 13.
I need to test drive a car.
That's 13% up from January when we didn't know we had this. So
okay.
It's a big, big difference.
It is.
Anyway, if you looked at the study, number one was Lincoln. Number two was Lexus. Number three was Mercedes-Benz. Number four, Cadillac. And number five, Infiniti. Number six, Porsche. Now, if you looked at the prices of the cars offered, Lexus, Lincoln, Mercedes-Benz, Cadillac, Infiniti, and Porsche, those are all very expensive cars. So you would expect there to be a great deal of sales satisfaction. If nothing else, nobody wants to admit they screwed up buying an $80,000, a $90,000, or $120,000 car.
Right.
You know? But it's interesting that the sales satisfaction process is exactly different from the reliability study that Consumer Reports did. If you want to see the entire sales satisfaction survey and how it worked out, you can go to Autoflex's Facebook page and see all of the results that they came up with on the sales satisfaction. By the way, on the very bottom of that list, because I should have done this, Genesis, Alfa Romeo, Volvo, Land Rover, and Jaguar. Tesla was right in the middle, by the way, and Tesla didn't really cooperate with them, but they had enough customers they talked to that got Teslas that put them in the middle of the pack for sales satisfaction.
Right. So that is...
Oh, you want... They want more mom jokes.
No.
Oh, on the Autoflex Listening Fantastic. They are requesting it. 877-881-1053 is the number.
So what happens when a frog's car breaks down?
What?
It gets towed.
Hey, that one was
really
better
bad
than the last one. Yeah.
Hey, what if a frog needs a ride? What do you say? Hop in.
stop it. Okay. If you've got a pickup, and a lot of our listeners do, when you're in the market for a tonneau cover, there's some things that are more important than others. And so I did a little research, and the most important things that buyers said about getting tonneau covers for their truck. Number one, a tonneau cover that either folds up or flips up so that you have access to the entire bed.
I had one that snapped on, like the old Jeep roofs, which I don't know if Jeeps still snap in some of the places, and they had the little slide ridge. Those were some kind of booger on your fingernails to take on and off. But I had a Chevy Stepside.
Right.
The tonneau cover was a vinyl, and it snapped on all the way around the truck.
What a pain.
That was a booger bear.
What a pain. Okay.
I mean, it was...
So,
it was
access
the
to the full bed.
80s.
Access to the full bed. By the way, there's no security to that. We'll talk about that number three.
No security at all, but it kept your stuff dry.
But you want to fold up or flip up, bed cover, tonneau cover, that you can move out of the way. So if you want to load an ATV in the back end, you can, and it'll fit, and you don't have to do anything.
An ATV.
Bed cover also should be easy to open and close, so you can remove the cargo and load it back in quickly. There you go with your tonneau cover with the snaps. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that was the 80s. Finally, security, back to the snaps again. There may be times when you still need to leave your truck out of sight. You want a tonneau cover that locks down and that provides a secure place for your valuables.
I kept a hammer just to hammer the...
Snaps in?
Oh, it was a heck of a snap.
But that would make it even harder to unsnap, right?
No, I didn't, like, keep hammering. It was just pop it on quickly.
Okay.
But
okay,
they don't work. The snap kind.
No, I mean, they're kept horrible. Your stuff dry. They worked fine. They never broke or anything.
Just not for safety purposes.
If I wanted the stuff, it would be easy to get there, right?
I wouldn't be trying to put my golf clubs in there. Well, let's just say you're traveling, though, and you just wanted to keep it dry.
Yeah, or keep it from flying out while you're on the highway.
Ranch Pup's dad texted in. What did Mama Cow say to the baby cow? It's pasture bedtime.
Pasture.
That's really Ranch cute. Dad, Ranch Pup, our official show mascot.
I can't talk about, I think you all could figure out the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman, so
I'm
not
going to
tell you the end of that one.
Actually, all right, well, sit on that, think about it, and we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, Sybil, you, the Tolos. The best part of the show because you send us all of your AutoFlex Leasing questions, your comments about cars. Maybe you're going back and forth between a couple different ones. You want free expert advice? Now's the time. 877-881-1053 is that number. Or you can call AutoFlex. They're going to be open at 10 o'clock and the numbers there are...
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can see our great Save Money Monday cars right there at autoflex.com. These cars are all at autoflex.com/1053. How about a super, super good deal on an SUV? How about a 2020 Ford Escape for only $343 a month? How about a 2020 Ford Edge? $369 a month. That's a heck of a deal. Maybe you want a performance car, a Challenger GT. How about a 2020 Dodge Challenger GT for only $459 a month? That's very inexpensive for a very, very nice car.
The payment on my Ford Edge, like back in 2011 or whenever, when did I have that? It was more than $369.
Yeah. And now there's newer
and I
technology.
There.
And
wait. This is not fair. Okay. From M, what's Forrest Gump's favorite password?
What?
One, Forrest, one.
I get it.
I do too. But you're incorrect, M, because there's no capital in there, so you have to start over.
And one special character.
Well, I think the one, isn't that special enough?
No, that's the number. They always have like a capital letter, a lowercase letter, a number.
Anyway, it was very funny, M.
It will not
get you in there. You're going to have to reset your password.
I want to get give another shout-out, by the way, to Roy Luther, who got a Volkswagen Jetta this last week from Michelle Personette at AutoFlex Leasing. So, Roy, we appreciate you being a loyal listener, and we appreciate you calling AutoFlex and getting your car. Michelle, great job, kid.
Yeah, way to go, Michelle. Hey, y'all, why aren't pigs allowed to drive?
I give up.
You know, it's because they hog the road.
Stop it. Okay. News came out this last week from a manufacturer in Korea, Hyundai, that they are looking at a subscription model for their new cars. What a subscription model says is they can update over the air, which is fine.
Subscription for...
But they could also charge you for heated seats.
What?
They could charge you for different headlights. They could charge you for various infotainment systems.
No, wait a second. Explain this. What do you mean?
So you'd pay by the month. You'd buy the car, and then you'd pay by the month if you wanted heated seats.
Okay, I would do that for just the winter.
Oh, yeah.
What's the monthly on that?
What?
What if you live up north? And number two, what if you buy the car with heated seats?
What?
Then it costs more.
To use it?
It costs more to have a subscription and pay them every month than it does to just buy the car and get the seats.
For us, but for them, it's probably cheaper to make every car with all the parts, right?
Maybe. But they get to charge you every month for everything you use. It's not a good deal. For somebody who's been in the business of saving people money on their cars, a subscription basis charge from a manufacturer for driving their car is not a good deal.
Okay, I'm going to agree with everywhere they can get you for money, but I kind of like the idea of Unless they make you commit for a year. You know, I wouldn't mind paying for heated seats for 3 months. Although I've had clients that wanted heated seats because they had back problems.
Yeah.
And they used them year round.
Let me just tell you, it's a pretty name for a very ugly, ugly feature.
Oh, for an ugly way to...
Yeah, it's not
good. But what about, like, if the person, you know, that initially bought it just wanted the base model, so they didn't do any of the subscriptions,
mm-hmm.
and then the second person that buys it wants to, you know, upgrade. So they get to just pay then? No?
Maybe. I guess they'd have to get a different unit.
What are y'all's thoughts? No, I mean, if the car's going to come with all the features, and then for you to use the feature, you have to pay a subscription.
Yeah, it's a la carte.
Yeah, kind of...
It's like,
David okay. doesn't like it.
I don't like it at all.
I'm not sure yet. It's kind of like licorice.
Autoflex.
Is it bad or is it good? I'm not really.
Awful.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty good in Jägermeister.
So this last week, the CEO of Volkswagen said there would be autonomous cars ready for sale before 2030. And I can tell you from personal experience and dealing with engineering companies all over the world, autonomous trucks will be available because you've got a vehicle that drives from point A to point B, point B to point A. It can be refueled at either end.
They have a route.
They got a route. They can stay in the right-hand lane.
Mm-hmm.
They can caravan so that there's a whole row of them together,
okay.
and they turn off when they need to. But I can tell you that there are too many variables when it comes to building an autonomous car for Central Expressway.
As I look down there at all y'all.
According to the experts that deal with the difficulties in putting together an autonomous car that doesn't have wrecks.
Right.
I mean, we can't even do it on our own, so.
One of the things that is necessary right now is LIDAR. And there are several different forms of LIDAR out there. It's a laser and a radar combined. It gives you a three-dimensional picture of what's in front of you. It takes pictures from the ground all the way up to the skyline. And so you can see what you've got. But one of the biggest companies that's predicting self-driving cars right now doesn't even use LIDAR. Tesla uses cameras only.
Right.
And it has shortcomings because of that. So it'll be interesting to see.
As we all know, because it's been in the news, right? People
right.
have died
mm-hmm.
right.
while sleeping.
Using autopilot.
So there are other drivers to worry about. There are street repairs. There are traffic controls like yield signs. It has to be able to recognize and take into account all of those things. People that change lanes, they cross three lanes to hit the exit at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've all seen those.
I saw one this week. This week.
It's nice that the Volkswagen CEO expects autonomous cars to be ready by 2030, but the folks that I deal with on a daily basis say probably not.
So don't get your hopes up.
How
just yet.
Autonomous is basically right. the, because we have that hands on the wheel autonomous now.
We've got
sort
the
of.
Levels, the 1 through 5, 5 being right. completely self-driving, and we are just not there yet.
The Johnny Cabs.
I want to say yes. one more thing, and I know it could be offensive, but I am speaking the truth here. The people that can afford those Tesla S's,
mm-hmm.
they're successful, right? Financially, they seem to be rather successful.
If you can afford a car, yeah.
I mean, that's not a cheap car. So why are they dumb enough to... die in them. Why are they dumb enough
watching,
to go to
watching
sleep
a movie
them?
On their laptop? Yeah,
like
there's a lot of ways to make money, Tammy, where you don't have to be smart.
So one of the
only fans.
I mean, no offense.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What is the lowest credit score you all will work with? It really gets down into the 520s.
Depends on how much cash you have,
and it's yeah. If you have money, it helps
because you could just pay cash for the.
By the way, does everyone understand that a down payment is? Is there so that you can get approved?
Yeah.
Because it means less risk for the bank if they have to repossess the car. So a down payment is the bank's way of making a program available to you that might not be available to you without one.
And it's your way to say, look, I'm good for this loan. In fact, I've worked really hard to save up $3,000. It was not easy. And so I'm going to put it down on this car and you're going to loan me the other 10. Or whatever, right? And I don't want to lose my 3, so I'm going to make these payments.
Right.
Because it's too expensive to lose your down payment. So it's a double, it wins for the bank because they see, and then you get your credit reestablished. And boy, don't a lot of us need that right now.
Win-win.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this last week, Uber sold their self-driving unit, Uber ATG, to Aurora. Now, they didn't sell it to them and get money back. They ended up with 26% of the corporation. But there's a reason they sold their automated driving unit. It is because that it takes very deep pockets and a long time to work on automated driving vehicles. And they do not see themselves being profitable with an automated driving vehicle anytime in the near future.
So they don't want to be the pioneers.
They do not want to be the pioneers.
Makes sense.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, what is the longest lease term you can do? Generally 60 months. Now, I can say this too, because I hear these ads. If you do not make a payment for 3 months, it makes your lease 3 payments longer. And those payments don't go away. You still have to pay them in a higher monthly payment. So what's the longest lease term we offer? 60 months. You can get a longer term than that, but it's just a longer term. You still make the payments.
Right.
And I think longer than 60, it doesn't make the payments enough cheaper
no.
to make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're definitely committed for a lot longer.
Difference in a 48-month and a 60-month lease,
could be
somewhere
20 bucks,
15, maybe. 20 bucks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Autoflex Leasing Fantext, why were the Indians here first? They had reservations. Oh, my God. What happened to my fan text?
Why did you read? That's a dumb one. I'm sorry. They're all dumb. No offense. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Mine are dumb.
We're just reading
dorky
jokes.
I don't know why I said
today.
That. They're all dumb. I tell David all of his are dumb.
Okay.
Dorky, not dumb, but so, clever.
One of the toughest things to do in this world is to find a cheap car for a teenage driver. Their first car. It's tough.
Well, mine was so big, we called it Das Boot.
So,
the ship.
We have a video on Autoflex's Facebook page. It's a long video, but they budgeted $4,000 and they wanted a reliable, near to their home car, and they went out and shopped. And this is Car and Driver magazine that did it. They went out and shopped and shopped and shopped. That's why it's 40 minutes long. But they finally found some reliable cars. And let me just tell you how they started off. Audi Allroad. And then everybody goes, well, what about the maintenance? Those cars take maintenance. They're European cars. Yep, that's out. Passat wagon looks great. Maybe too much power for a teenager. Mm. You know, those cars, they haul. If you looked all the way to the end, they ended up on a Ford Aerostar van that was the cleanest van in the world. But
Ford
it was,
Aerostar, where'd they even find one?
Yeah.
They're running.
What? $4,000 cap.
I know? Remember delivering those in the 90s, though.
Yep.
Wow, the Aerostar.
By the way, if you watch all the way to the end of the video, there is a great commercial that you will not be able to get out of your mind once you see it. So it's sort of like one of those songs.
Oh, so that's worth it alone?
Yeah, if you want to like zip through the presentation, at the end is an awesome commercial.
Hey, this one's really good since Christmas is right around the corner. How does Santa stay safe during the holidays? He sanitizes.
Aw, that one's cute. All right, before we go, real quickly, Autoflex is doing something special, right, David? For people who are getting their cars through Autoflex because it is the end of the year and they want to give back, there are 4 gift cards that are available each week in December just to help spread some holiday cheer. Are they $250 Visa gift cards?
Yes, they
okay,
are.
Cool.
And I want to say hi to Daniel Long, who got his card Autoflex, and we've been a breeze to work with. Always good to know.
Thank you,
Daniel. Thank you.
So, yes, that's all available at autoflex.com or any local area code 234-1234. They are going to be open in 5 minutes. Thank you to Peyton, for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.